Studies in the Book of Galatians by A.T. Jones, narrated by Timothy Turner. August 8, 1899. Though it is true that the great subject in the Book of Galatians is the true gospel as against the false gospel, salvation by faith of Jesus Christ and not by works of the law, still the question is asked, what law is referred to in the phrase works of the law, and which is several times used? The answer is, it is not any particular law, exclusive of all other laws. It is any law at all laws, in the general idea of law. Accordingly, the Revised Version puts it in the margin each time, works of the law, and other translations render it directly works of law, as of the idea of law in general. The Greek also sanctions this, for in each place where the expression or a kindred one is used, it is written without any article, works of law or law, in Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, three times, and also in Galatians chapter 3, verses 2, 5, and 10, while in other instances, such as Galatians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, verse 19, verse 21, and verse 24, it is written each time with a definite article of the law, or the law. The expression then being that of the general idea of law, that men are justified by faith of Christ and not by works of law, in the nature of the case, any law and all law would be comprehended, and therefore the highest of all law, the law of God, as well as all other, that there is no justification, no righteousness, no salvation by any law whatever, nor by the works of any law whatever, but only by the faith of Jesus Christ. And that more than one law is included in the argument is evident from the text itself. A. In chapter 5, verse 14, it is written, all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, which is unquestionably a direct reference to the law of God, while in the same chapter, and even all through the book, the question, the law of circumcision, the law of Moses, is involved. See John chapter 7, verse 23. B. In chapter 6, 13, it is written, for neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law. Here plainly both the law of Moses and the law of God, the ceremonial law and the moral law, are referred to, because it says that they who are circumcised do not keep the law. Now their being circumcised was in itself to keep the law of circumcision, the law of Moses. Therefore, if only the one law was referred to, it could not be said that they who are circumcised do not keep the law. But when it is borne in mind that circumcision, both in the mind of God and in the scheme of these controversialists, was the sign that the law of God was kept, and those who were so tenacious of circumcision did not keep the law, then it is perfectly plain that both the law of circumcision and the law of God are referred to in the words, neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law. C. The same thing is shown also in chapter 2, verses 12 to 14, with verses 17 to 19. D. All this shows that in Galatians there is involved the same matter that was raised by the Pharisees which believed, and that was considered in Acts chapter 15. Except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. Verse 1. They must be circumcised to be saved. They must be circumcised and keep the law to be justified, to be righteous, to be saved. Justification, righteousness, salvation must be by works of law. But there Peter showed that God had already settled the matter, saying, men and brethren, ye know how that a good while ago God made choice among us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why tempt ye God, to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear. Verses 7 to 10. And when the sentence was pronounced by James, and the decree was framed and sent forth, it showed that it was the general idea of law, including all law, that was involved, rather than any specific law, exclusive of all others. For the sentence was that they abstain from pollutions of idols, the moral law, and from fornication, the moral law, and from things strangled, the ceremonial law, and from blood, the ceremonial law, verse 20, and that it is not the merit of any law in itself, not even of the ceremonial, nor the relative merit of certain laws, that is involved, but solely of law as a means of justification, of righteousness, of salvation, is doubly emphasized by this fact. When certain in Jerusalem wanted Titus circumcised in accord with their views of justification, Paul would give place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue. Galatians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Yet when the question had been settled, and the decree proclaimed, and Paul and Silas went through the cities of Syria and Cilicia, and delivered them decrees for to keep, that there were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem, when they came to Derbe and Lystra, and found there Timothy, whose father was a Greek, and whom Paul would have to go forth with him, Paul took and circumcised him, because of the Jews that were in those quarters. Acts chapter 15, verses 40 and 41, and chapter 16, verses 1 to 4. That is to say, so long as people clung to circumcision as essential, or as a means to justification, Paul would not countenance such a thing for a moment. But when there was in it no question of justification, he would do it when entrance for the gospel could the better be gained by it. So long as law was held up as essential, or as a means to justification, or as having any part in it, Paul would not recognize it at all. But when it was acknowledged that justification is by faith alone, without any deeds of any law whatever, then he would recognize and consider the merit, the purpose, and the place of any law and every law. Thus the subject of the book of Galatians is salvation by the gospel, not by law. It is justification, righteousness, life by faith of Christ, not by works of law. It is to show that as a means of justification, of righteousness, of salvation, any law of any kind, and all law of every kind, is absolutely excluded. If righteousness come by law, then Christ is dead in vain. Galatians chapter 2, verse 21. As to what law is referred to, whether the moral, the ceremonial, or law in the abstract, in particular verses, this is easily discovered in and by the details of the argument, when the great thought, the two gospels, is held constantly in mind. Now let all who are interested in the book of Galatians read that book through 7 times with the thought of this article in mind, and they will be prepared for some studies in Galatians, which we hope to begin next week.